Mona Mason rushed up the marble steps of the old office building and suddenly paused on the second floor landing. Absently, her left hand rose and she held both nostrils shut from between a red polished thumb and forefinger. This was only her second week temping for this modeling agency, and for the fourth time in a row, she was late. No one had mentioned it to her yet. Mona had been vaguely aware of a tickle in her nose since she'd stepped outside that morning. It lingered far back inside her left nostril, making her frown and sniff as she rode the bus to work. It was only April. Could something already have grown and blossomed just for her nose? As she walked from the bus stop to the office, she decided that it must be the case. The tickle rose and fell suddenly, teasingly, making her pause to rifle through her purse for a handkerchief, only to discover that she had not brought one. It flared up now, and she blinked the sunlight. Streaming in through the high-arched stairwell windows. Dust floated visibly there, suspended in the bright rays of light, with one hand on the banister and the other still pinching her nose. Her knees got weak, and she finally gave in. Her sneezes echoed on the floors above. When she opened her eyes, the dust danced and swirled. Quickly, she resumed her climb, the clacking of her heels now punctuated by her low, wet sniffles.
Quickly, she resumed her climb, the clacking of her heels now punctuated by her low, wet sniffles.